Good morning, January 11th, Wednesday, 2023, chapter 33, The Blessing of Creativity. 2023, The Blessing of Creativity. We made it. We made it. So far, so good. You know, somewhere around 1916, a guy named the Reverend Harry Bultima, a very controversial pastor, and the author of a book, Maranatha, A Premillennium Look at the Church of Christ, said, and I quote, "It's foolish to oppose our Creator, because since He made us, He can break us. If it is foolish to oppose our Creator because since He made us, He knows what is best for us. It is foolish to oppose our Creator because we owe the greatest obligation to Him." Wow, that's pretty cool, right? Isaiah 45:9, "Woe to him who strives with his maker." Why fight God, right? Well, people do it all the time. What is the blessing of creativity? In two words, projects completed. Right? The blessing of creativity, projects completed. That would be enough. What else? I feel better. I have a sense of purpose. My heart is lighter because those awful thoughts of myself not being relevant are gone because I completed a project. I've achieved. I got an idea and I did it. The Lord and I have come up with an idea and I actually did it. The blessing is looking at the idea, finished, and what it does to me to have accomplished such a task is wonderful. We could stop there. Really, that says it. Psalm 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." Number our days means, you know, you don't have forever here. Teach us to number our days. You see, when there are things to do, I know I can waste time doing things I shouldn't do. However, after I've completed something creative and new, I want to do it more. Don't you? I want to achieve. And now I know I can. I've seen it. Made with my own hands out of the mind God has given me, a good thing, something I can use. You know, God blesses all of us, and I do mean all of us, including non-believers. His mercy for us is unparalleled as He waits for me to understand and discover my faith. Didn't He do that for you? You know, in the book of Isaiah, it's said that God used a guy named King Cyrus to liberate the Jews from Babylon around 500 BC. Now, God predicted Cyrus that He would do this with a man named Cyrus 200 years before Cyrus was born. Before he was born. Can you imagine? Cyrus actually read scripture about himself. He actually read that he had been predicted in the future by God. He knew his destiny. Wow, when I read that, how could I ask what God can do for me? Well, I do and you do, we all still ask. But I've learned to be careful about suggesting why or how God made me, or even what for. In Isaiah, the question is just that, Isaiah 45:10, "What are you begetting?" By the way, begetting means born. I was born. What are you begetting? What was I born for? The begotten, me, or the newly born, has no say in his coming to be. I had no say in me being born, right? But it's foolish and counterproductive for me to question and accuse God over how or why he made me. Each of us have our strengths and weaknesses, and we have our triumphs and our challenges. We simply need to accept what we are before God and look for his redeeming, transforming power to conform us into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, Romans 8:29. That's the original blueprint of you. It is what you want. It's what he wants, what he meant you to be, right? The actual doing it. What's the difference, as John was asking, between the blessing of creativity and the lesson of creativity? The blessing and the lesson. Well, creativity is. It just is. What you do with it, however, the actual doing of it, that's the gig here. First, we identify what it is. Now, what are you going to do with it? You're a human being. created in the likeness of God. It's important to remember that. Many people have done amazing things. Man has created rocket ships, a coffee pot, furniture sets, a tractor, writings on paper, language skill, gifts, crayons. Crayons are amazing, aren't they? Man is amazing. But again, what man does with it, it's risky, isn't it? In my case, I had many creative ideas. I had them. None of them worked very well until I added God to the process. Why? Well, I'll explain because I know why for me. First, let's get clear. Genesis 1:27. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Whoa, that was heavy. You see, I came to understand that the creativity in and of itself, is an actual gift from God. Well, that's cool. Okay, so what? Well, so what, I'll tell you. God is a divine being. So the gift is a divine gift. I am not a divine being, and neither are you. So if I'm not a divine being, how do I use a divine gift given to me by God? How would I know how to use a divine gift if I'm not a divine being? When I figured that out, it was like a big aha moment in my life. The only way I can figure out what to do with a divine gift given to me by a divine God is ask him. Ask him what he wants me to do with it, and then ask him to show me how to use the gift. Guess what? He did, and he will. He did for me, and he will for you. And when I give him the glory instead of me, when it happens and I give him the glory and honor for what he has done in me, things get real, man. Things get real super fast. Ideas happen. New ideas come. I achieve in his mercy and grace. If that's not enough of a blessing, guess what? There's more. If that's not all, there's more. In addition to God's grace and the idea actually happening, your peers and your kids get to see you do it. Yeah, baby. 2 Corinthians 8:11. But now complete the doing also, that as there was the readiness to will, so there may be completion also out of your ability. Oh, dig it, man. Do it. The blessing of creativity is completing a project and looking at what the Lord has done in me, for me, and with me. The opposite is not asking God. What happens then? The idea sits on a shelf in your mind for years, never quite getting started or finished or realized. Your peers see that too. Your kids and your peers watch you do nothing with your dreams instead of complete them. Fear, maybe. Complacency, maybe. Lack of inspiration, maybe. Lack of God, for sure, in my case, for sure. But I continued to try. I inspired myself with the hope of money, property, and prestige. Well, there's no place for God in that, right? Money and property and prestige were my God I was going for. For me, it was impossible. I just didn't understand. Get it? I just didn't understand. There was no one there to tell me, or if they did, to help me understand that only in God could I achieve what I was trying to do. And maybe it wasn't what I was trying to do. Maybe it was what he wanted me to do, because the ideas that I have are different than the ideas he had. The intent is the same. And by the way, trying is not failing. Failing is not losing. Learning is living, and living is loving, and loving is God, is knowledge, wisdom, mercy, and strength to do what needs to be done. A quote by the Holy Spirit that was dancing in my head. Let me give you a quote by a guy named Marcus Aurelius. He was a Roman emperor for 160, somewhere around 180 AD. I think he died in 180 AD. He's a Stoic philosopher, Roman emperor, the last of the rulers known as the five good emperors, he says. If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth. which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance. Ooh, that's pretty good. I want to see what God has in that little box he gave me called my destiny. I want to see it. I want to do it. I want to be it. Make a decision which side of the fence. Am I a man using my mind for God's work or stupid? Should I invent interesting ways to teach my kids God's word? Or come up with a new way to lie on my taxes and steal from people? Right? Sounds so hideous when you talk like that. When you say it like that, Pat, it sounds so bad. It is bad. Louis Buscaglia, a great American author born in the 20s, said this: "Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God." Great. Ephesians 2, 10, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Huh. Cool, right? Well, what's a good idea? What's a bad idea? Well, I don't know in you. I know in me. I don't know in you. Only you know. Sin or a blessing? What is your heart? God knows your heart. What is your heart? I can tell you this. The gospel says big or small, responsibility is the key. Luke 16, 10. "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities." That's truth, man. We know that to be true. So am I saying that the blessing of creativity is finishing an idea? Yes, that is a blessing. Am I to say that the blessing of creativity is actively pursuing God's angle on the idea? Yes, that is a blessing. Am I saying it is a blessing to receive a divine gift? Yes, yes, that is a blessing. Am I saying more? Yes, so much more. How many gifts are there? Many is the answer. Which ones are yours? Well, all of them. Be obedient and happy for what you have, not jealous of what others have. Do what he has for you. He knows what's best always, and your ideas will be amazing in his will be done. Can you dig it? Everybody's got gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." You know, if it's a hideous medical thing, but if your arm doesn't want to do what the rest of the body wants to do, if your arm doesn't want to do it and it gets infected, a surgeon could find it necessary to remove your arm. That is what's going on. In God's world, everybody has a job, and it works for the better of everyone, including you. And if you decide not to play ball, you're not a part of the body anymore. You're not necessary. I fear that, man. That goes off in my head. By the way, those sayings, "God is directing me to do this," is generally connected to stupid. Even more stupid is, "God told me to do this." My question is, how long have you had these voices in your head, and what else did they tell you to do? Now, look, kids, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's me and my observations. That's me and my observations. In hindsight, for myself, I can see that God put me into motion on good things. Generally, while I'm in motion, I don't need an excuse to do God's will. I don't have to tell anybody anything. I'm just busy. He has already put the world in order around me. for just such a time as this. As I quote the book of Esther, right? Things make sense with God. Even on the days I need to take a critical leap of faith with a capital F, things make sense. They're a little scary, right? But they make sense. A lot scary sometimes, right? Doing the right thing is a lot scary. It's a lot easier to lie and slip by, right? Look, I want creativity from the breath of God. I want to solve challenges with his direction, especially when I really want to do something right. James 1:16-18, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. He doesn't say that about a turtle. He said that about you, me. He didn't say that about a worm or a bird or a dog. He said it about you. I found two sides of a good idea, creativity and application. I need God in both of them. My nonlinear mind has no boundaries of time or space. It's insane, right? Doesn't even care if I'm sick. But at any second in that part of my mind, any millisecond, an idea could be born. That's super cool. But after I got the idea, the second one is application. Application is linear. How to get that idea done and implement this new thing into life that's based on 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, right? The nonlinear mind, my ideas, it's not based on anything like that. But to do an idea, I got to remember I'm a person and I work with sleep and food and hours and time and people, places and things. How to implement the new thing in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you wake up with an idea, write it down. Don't wait. It may be the one that changes your life irrevocably for the better forever. I've had many of those. I have had many of those. God, the amazing Holy Spirit, guiding and directing behind the scenes of my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Why did it take me so long to wake up? I don't know. I'm just glad I did wake up, and so are you. Galatians 1:11. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. That is Paul saying, everything coming out of my mouth, nobody told me. I got it from God. And the stuff he wrote is amazing. The stuff we see in the New Testament is amazing. He just told you where he got it. The Holy Spirit moved in him. But he listened and he wrote it down. I always say that blessings are the instructions for a miracle, right? The miracle is a perfect gift God has given to you, your mind. You didn't have anything to do with it. He gave you your mind. The blessing is asking him how to use it. Like, where's the instruction book on how to use it? When he does this for you, when you ask him, he will do this for you. And when that happens, you get to meet you. You get to meet you. Exciting moment. Every time that happens, that's an exciting moment. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. With God as my boss of creativity, how could I possibly have anything less than an awesome life? How? Chapter 33, the blessing of creativity. God still holds the title on the ideas you have. He still owns the title. But I get to drive them, and so do you. I get to drive those ideas, man, and so do you. Give him the credit. Honor him and obey. Ecclesiastes 12:13, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Wow. King Solomon wrote that. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Huh. Why? Isaiah 47:9. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. Wow. Things created by me are not meant to be a distraction from God, rather a reminder of him. Again, I say to you, brothers and sisters, things created by me are not meant to be a distraction from God, rather a reminder of him. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be. Chapter 33, The Blessing of Creativity 2023. Let's make a day of it, John.